The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Hello, my name is Kenny Yee from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will share with you from the May 2016 issue of On Target's e-newsletter. On Target e-news comes to you the first Tuesday of each month with updates on our clients, our organization, and our work. We also publish a full newsletter 3 times a year. The first story is titled, Conference Draws More Than 200 Dedicated Disability Advocates. More than 200 disability advocates, self-advocates, attorneys, providers, and others interested in disability rights attended the 3rd Annual Disability Advocacy Conference presented by Disability Rights NC. These energetic and engaged participants learned about a wide variety of issues, including alternatives to guardianship, Medicaid reform, the complex needs of dually diagnosed children, employment, education, transition issues, and housing. It's not too soon to mark your calendar for next year's conference at the Friday Center in Chapel Hill on Thursday, April 20th, 2017. Even Kudos, our kangaroo mascot, was impressed with the participation. The next story is titled, HB2, Bad for People with Disabilities. What does HB2, the law known widely as North Carolina's bathroom bill, but officially called the Public Facilities Privacy and Security Act, have to do with disability rights? A lot, it turns out. Disability Rights NC finds HB2 to be harmful to people with disabilities in North Carolina and calls for its repeal. HB2 is harmful to Disability Rights NC's clients both because it specifically limits disability-related protections and because people with disabilities have many other facets of their identity besides their disabilities. For example, some people with disabilities are part of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, or LGBT, community. Thus, the provisions of the Public Facilities Privacy and Security Act that ban transgender people from using the bathroom from which they are comfortable with affects them. And many of those people have already dealt with difficulties related to accessibility, even with the protections of the Americans with Disabilities Act, which are not always adhered to. It is easy for most people to take bathroom access for granted. This law is an affront to the dignity of people who must struggle for ease in seeing to this most basic of human needs. The law weakens discrimination protections based on disability, race, religion, sex, age, and national origin. It eliminates a state law giving people the right to take employers to state court for employment discrimination, and it takes away the authority of local governments to pass laws that contain greater protections against discrimination or that create better working conditions. The good news is that other state and federal protections against discrimination based on disability and other protected classes remain, and Disability Rights NC will continue to use them to protect the rights of North Carolinians with disabilities. The next article is titled, Awards Go to 3 Leaders in Disability Rights Advocacy. Christine Trottier, the first recipient of the Adele Foscia Award for Lifetime Cross-Disability Advocacy, and our 2016 recipients of the Champions for Equality and Justice Award, Sam Hedrick and Bethany Smith, were each recognized at a reception on the evening of April 20th following our annual conference. Visit us here to view the video presentations for each of them, and then there's a link to view the video presentations. The next section is titled, Thanks Goes to Our Sponsors for Supporting Our Conference. We are grateful to the following individuals and organizations who sponsored the 3rd Annual Disability Advocacy Conference on April 20th. Their generosity made it possible for us to offer conference registration scholarships to 32 people who otherwise would not have been able to attend. The networking lunch sponsor was Henson & First. The director sponsor was Cadgewith Farms. Adele Foscia's award sponsor was the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, North Carolina chapter. The ASL interpreter's sponsor was the NCDHHS, or the Division of Services for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing. Keynote speaker sponsor, NC Council on Developmental Disabilities. Exhibit hall sponsor, Dogwood Supports. The breakout session sponsors were Monarch and Neuro Community Care. And then it says, Champions, A Vision Young, Braxton Anthony, CESI, Easter Seals UCP North Carolina and Virginia, Beth Garris Hardy, Pam Jarrett, NC Council of Community Programs, Jenna Schisler, and Walker Lamb, Rudy Costley and Gill, PLLC. And then there's a list of supporters and awards reception sponsors. Alberta Professional Services Incorporated, Robin Allen, Benchmarks, Brody School of Medicine at East Carolina University, Campbell School of Law, Catalyst Consulting, William Donahue, Leanna George, Iris Green, Faith Holsaert, and that's spelled H-O-L-S-A-E-R-T, Roger Manis, Nancy Mayer, Attorney at Law, PLLC, NAMI-NC, National Association of Social Workers, North Carolina Chapter, Lisa Nesbitt, Susan Pollitt, Shell Bray, PLLC, Self-Help Credit Union, and Gerda Stein. We've run out of time for today's episode of On Target. Be sure to tune in next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Kenny Yee for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. So long until next time. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138.